Rishos Rabbi Neuberger, Rav Kohn. I don't only want to ask the Rishos of our esteemed Rabbanim to speak in their presence, but I also want to thank them for really encouraging and for allowing and in many ways for initiating this beautiful Zos Chanukah gathering. I also want to thank David Markowitz, who was really instrumental in arranging for all the food and for so many other details of setting up. I don't know exactly who's even responsible for the sponsoring of tonight's event, but the Divrei Torah and the Nigunim and the time we spend together and the feelings that we have as we bid farewell to Chanukah, Tavshin Ayin Hey, and we'll see that we never really let go of Chanukah. But the little bit that we have to let go and to say goodbye on Zos Chanukah should be Leila Nishmas Rivka, Basra of Shimon Asher, and Rav Mordechai Yosef ben Azriel Zelig. Like I said, it's an amazing thing that Baruch Hashem this is happening in this community. Mirtz Hashem, next year we should all sit together in Eretz Yisrael on Zos Chanukah. But if not, I have a very strong feeling. I think it's the whole nature of Chanukah. The most of a holich is that halavai, halavai, this should become a staple of the community. It should be something that we continue to do year after year until the gula comes, which again should be swift, should be soon. But if not, I'm sure that with every passing year, Mirtz Hashem will be zochet to do this and to continue to draw from the oros of Chanukah, to hold on to the lights of Chanukah. You know, people ask, some people ask me, I know some other people were asked this question, what exactly is the nature of Zos Chanukah? Sometimes the question is asked in innocence, sometimes it's asked a little more of a critical tone. And the truth is, there's a part of us, the Tzaddikim already pointed out, there's a part of us interpreting the words of David HaMelech, Uksil lo yavin es Zos. There's a part of us, a certain foolishness, that's not sure what to make of Zos Chanukah. There's a ksil, there's a scoffer, there's an element of leitzanus, an element that doesn't want to buy in, doesn't want to believe what so many tzaddikim, going back to the Arizal, the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, spoke about, the chashivas of this last night of Chanukah. And again, there's so many different aspects to what we're trying to gather on this night. But there's a part of us that doesn't want to buy in. Ksil lo yavin esos. That a fool doesn't exactly, or a foolish part of us, call chas shom, a Jew a fool, but a foolish part of ourselves that wonders what to make of Zos Chanukah. Is it something new? The truth is, it's nothing new at all. Already in the Rishonim, the Avudraham already writes that there was a minhag in his time. That on Zos Chanukah, there were many people out of minhag not to do malacha on Zos Chanukah. Again, exactly how your magdir, what's considered malacha for Zos Chanukah, but there was a certain impression that existed already in early sources in Kadmonim, that Zos Chanukah was a little bit different, a little more intense, a little more serious, a little more focused. In the Nusach HaTfilah, that we say throughout Chanukah, we mention how the Neiros were lit b'chatzros kachecha, that the menorah was lit in the chatzar. A strange thing, we imagine that the menorah was rekindled once again inside the Heichal, inside the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'liku Neiros b'chatzros kachecha. Chassam Sofer explains that there was a problem of Tumas Meis in the Heichal itself. And because of that concern of Tumas Meis, and he has a whole cheshvan, that's a little lengthy for now, but the Chassam Sofer explains that because of that consideration, Klal Yisrael was forced to light the menorah not in the Heichal itself, but rather in the chatzar. But the Skolei Rebbe, expounding on the words of the Chassam Sofer, in his Kuntres on Chanukah, Niflaos Mitorah Secha, the present Skolei Rebbe Shlita says that was only true for the first 7 days of Chanukah. That for the first 7 days of Chanukah, they were dealing with this Tumas Meis issue. But by the 8th day of Chanukah, they were able to return the menorah back into the Heichal. And he says, that's what it means, Zos Chanukah. This is Chanukah. This is the real Chanukah Sabayis. This is the real dedication or the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. And again, these are just a few ideas from early sources, from more recent sources, telling us the chashivas of this day. Zos Chanukah. Chassidim used to say, Zos Chanukah, das is Chanukah. This is Chanukah. Everything that we've been working on up to this point, but now we really come to Chanukah. When it seems like we've had enough, we're ready to move on. My daughter, our youngest daughter, Mira, can't get over the fact that we keep lighting every night. Every night I say, Mira, it's time to light the candle. Again Chanukah? Again Chanukah? And I keep trying to explain to her, yes, another night of Chanukah, another night of Chanukah. But there comes a time when you come to Zos Chanukah. And the question is true. Another night of Chanukah? There's not going to be another night of Chanukah. But it's now in a sense that we've really come to Chanukah. Zos Chanukah. This is Chanukah. This is the night that Klal Yisrael came back to the Beis HaMikdash in all of its glory, in all of its Tara. And therefore it's so chashuv for Yidden to come together, even just to sit together, just to spend time together. In Moses Sor we say, Yevonim nikbitzu alai. The Yevonim gathered, they gathered their strength, they gathered their forces against Klal Yisrael. And the Svar Mes, Rav Amshur writes this in his latest Sefer on Chanukah. He puts out another Sefer every 15 minutes or so. But in the most recent one that I think he put out in the last couple of days on Chanukah, he asks a very interesting question. He says, Yevanim nikbitzu alai? The Indian of kibbutz, the Indian of achdus, of gathering, of coming together, is an idea which is uniquely connected to Klal Yisrael, to the neshama of Klal Yisrael. The achdus of Klal Yisrael. Vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. The shivim nafesh of the family of Yaakov, you know, in the singular, as opposed to the nefashos of that world of Esav. So what does it mean, Yevanim nikbitzu alai? How can it be that the Yevanim gathered against us? And Rosh Hashanah explains, based on the Chiddush Harim, the Avnei Nezer has a similar yesod, and that is, when there's a kalach that belongs to Klal Yisrael, if Klal Yisrael fails to use it in the right way, Chas v'Shalom, our enemies can take that kalach and use it against us. Chiddush Harim says it in the context of a pasuk at the beginning of Shemos. Vayakom melech chadash al Mitzrayim. Melech chadash al Mitzrayim, a new king in Mitzrayim, the whole concept of newness. Hachodesh hazelechem, the first mitzvah. The whole inyan of eschadus is again an idea of Klal Yisrael. It's a mitzias of the Jewish people. What does it mean, Vayakom melech chadash? But when Klal Yisrael don't use that kalach in the right way, Chas v'Shalom, that kalach, that potential that could be used for Kedusha, slips over into that world of the Sitra Achra. Says Rav Shur, Yevanim nikbitzu alai. The fact that the Yevanim could gather against us is the most tell true sign that Klal Yisrael is not gathering together. That there's a lack of achdus, that there's a pirud amongst Klal Yisrael. Because when Jews sit together, when Jews come together, when Jews spend time together, dafka in the context of Neros, the whole nature of fire is to transform anything that comes into its midst into fire. It starts off as different things. Once you throw it into the fire, it becomes one thing. It's all one fire. It's all one ish. It's the very nature of Klal Yisrael to come together. And that's why, again, it's so chashuv that dafka and zos Chanukah, dos is Chanukah, that Jews should come together to be able to break that spirit of the Yevanim nikbitzu alai. That at the end of time, the Jewish people should be able to be good to one another, despite all the politics, despite all the differences, to be able to just hold hands, to join together, a chativa achas, again, the very nature of the Eish itself. And Rav Shur goes on and he explains, that really is the answer to the famous question that Pnei Yoshua asks, the Chassam Sofer, the Chacham Tzvi asks, which is, if Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, if we have a concept that when we're dealing with a Klal Yisrael that's Tameh, so in theory, we should be able to light oil in the base of Mikdash, even if it's Tameh, even if Klal Yisrael are Tameh, even if the oil is Tameh. Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, that the Tumah is permitted when Klal Yisrael is Tameh, when Klal Yisrael find themselves in a state of Tumah. Rav Shur answers very tragically, that requires a tzibur. If there's no sense of tzibur, you can't apply the halachic principle of tumah hutra b'tzibur. And therefore, Yevanim nikbitzu alai, the greatest response to the Yevanim is exactly what we're doing tonight. That Jews should come together and they should spend time singing the gunim and eating jelly donuts together and learning Torah together and maybe even a few rikudim, a few moments of dancing together. Of course, there's one more aspect to Zos Chanukah. And that is what the Svarim HaKadoshim tell us. Again, the Talmid Baal Shem Tov, the Bas Ayin brings in the Parshas Vayeshev, so many other Svarim, that Zos Chanukah is a day of judgment. It's the Gemar Chasima, so to speak, to the entire period of the Yom Noram, which we thought we left behind quite a while ago already, months ago almost. And yet Zos Chanukah gives us a final opportunity, a final chance to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, for a Gemar Chasima Tova. I was thinking this past Shabbos, in the Kriyas HaTorah, the Pasuk says, Bezos Tibachenu. Through Zos, through this you shall be tested. And in a sense, that's a call to Klal Yisrael as we enter the week of Chanukah, as we come to Zos Chanukah. Bezos, by the experience of Zos, by what you make of Zos Chanukah, Tibachenu, you shall be tested. Not only to see what did you get out of Chanukah, not only to take stock of the last week or so, but to take stock of this entire Tekufa, going back to Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Yom Noram, Shmini Atzeres, this whole Tekufa of Tshuva, of growing close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kirvas Elokim. I remember a number of years ago, Rav Moshe Wolfson, the great Mashgiach from Torah Vadas, the Rav of Munas Yisrael in Bar Park, came to YU, came to speak. It was the first time he had ever come to YU to speak. It was a very big, very special schus to have him come and speak. I remember it was in the main base medrash before the Gluck building was built, in the old main base medrash. And I remember at that time Rav Wolfson said something over that is also written in the Sefer and Parshas Nitzavim, Munas Yitacha. An amazing thing. He says, if you look at the Parshios of Tshuva, it starts Vayelech, Nitzavim, Hazinu. He says, you'll notice that in those Parshios which are calling Klal Yisrael to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's very interesting. The number of psukim in those Parshios is very meduyak. It's very precise. In Vayelech, you have 30 psukim. Nitzavim, 40 psukim. Hazinu, 52 psukim. Says Rav Wolfson, what's the deeper message contained within the number of psukim? He says it corresponds dafka to the time periods of tshuva itself. He says we have Chodesh Elul, 30 days. Those 30 days correspond to Parshas Vayelech. He says that next period of time we look at, that we analyze, that the Svarim talk about, are the 40 days from Elul through Yom Kippur. That corresponds to the 40 days from the beginning of the 40 psukim rather of Parshas Nitzavim. Parshas Hazinu has 52 psukim. 52, if you count from Elul through Shmini Atzeres, including Shmini Atzeres, is 52 days. Says Rav Wolfson, if you take all three of these parshios, 30 plus 40 plus 52 is 122. From Elul, from the beginning of Elul, up to Zos Chanukah is 122 days. This is the end, this is the Gemar Chasima, this is the end of this entire Tekufa. This last opportunity to come again before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to seal us for a good year, for Gemar Chasima Tova. Of course, that's a frightening thought, because we thought we were coming together to sing some Nigunim and maybe have some nice treats, a couple more oily foods, before we get back to watching our weight. I heard from one of my rabbis yesterday, he said that he saw a picture of a plate of jelly donuts and all sorts of fried things, and it said on it, "Ein lanu rishus l'stamish b'hem el erosim b'vat." To watch yourself, there's only so many jelly donuts a person could have. So we thought we were getting together, and now all of a sudden, maybe for the first time we're hearing that this is the Gemar Chasima. This is another Yom Kippur. A last opportunity. But the truth is, for all of the pachad that we experience during the Yom Noram, this is a different type of Yom Kippur. It's a different type of a Gemar Chasima. It doesn't have that threatening feeling that we have when we come to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. I saw him say for Birchas Chaim, he says, if the Gemara tells us Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis, then Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we don't say halal because we're too scared. Sefer Chaim and Sefer Mason are open in front of us. There's too much of a pacha to even utter the words of halal. So on Chanukah, which is also a Gemar Chasima, and yet tomorrow we're going to say another full halal, apparently we have a certain confidence when it comes to this Gemar Chasima. That we're able to, on the one hand, be judged by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to take stock one last time before we say goodbye to this entire Tekufa of the Yom Noram. And yet at the same time to have a certain confidence, a certain feeling of Iskarvus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're not threatened by it, that we're not afraid. And in a sense, this Hallel really is the Hallel that's Mashlim, the Hallel of Yom Kippur. I heard once from a Rav that there's 8 times that we say the Hallel Shalem on Chanukah. It corresponds to the 8 times that we said a shorter Hallel, or we didn't say Hallel, at other points of the year. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we don't say Hallel at all. On the later days of Pesach, we say an abridged Hallel. These 8 days of Hanukkah come to be mashlim, those missing aspects of halal. And therefore, according to that cheshbon, the halal that we're going to recite tomorrow, this last day, this Zos Hanukkah, is coming to be mashlim, the halal. We're replacing, we're so to speak, filling in for that halal that we didn't say on Yom Kippur itself. What an amazing thing, to be able to come to say such a halal without the fear, without the pachad. So Mirtz Hashem, we should all take advantage. Hopefully this gives us a little perspective what Zos Hanukkah is. The bottom line, I think, if you have to sum it all up, like the Gemara says in Brachos, Daf Yud Beis, Kol Shel Davar Hakol Holech Achar Achitum. Everything goes by how you conclude. Everything is summed up. The whole Chanukah experience is not only what I accomplished each night, but how do I end Chanukah? What are the final moments, or the final hours of Chanukah look like? For myself, for my community, for my family. Just end with an amazing Maisa, which again, I think, gives us perspective on what this whole day is about. Rav David Moshe of Chorkov, the Chorkov Rebbe, the first Chorkov Rebbe, was one of the 6 sons of the Rishner, Rav Yisrael of Rishon. And the Rishner said that my 6 sons correspond to the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. The Chorkov, who was his 5th son, he said, is Keneged Kodshim. And the Rishner said about his son, Rav David Moshe, that he was Kodesh Kadashim. He was more than just Kodshim, he was Kodesh Kadashim. A very, very holy and special tzaddik. Rav David Moshe would greet people for hours on end, on a daily basis. People would come with a kvittel to the Rebbe, and they would ask for all sorts of things, beruchnius, v'gashmius. And at the end of the day, the Rebbe would lock his door, and he would sit inside for hours. And no one knew what took place after hours, after he was done meeting with all the chassidim, people who traveled from near and far. And this one chassid, Rav David Zeideman, had a little bit of Azaz to Kedusha, a little bit of holy chutzpah. And he decided, I'm going to find out what the Rebbe does after hours. So he decided, he climbed up a tree. There was a tree right outside the window of the Rebbe's little study. And he decided, I'm going to spy on the Rebbe and find out what happens when he closes the door at the end of a long day. So Rav David Zeideman climbed up in the tree. And he saw the last chassid that the Rebbe left. And the Rebbe sat down and he's sitting there at this table, mamish, a huge pile of kvitlach, little notes for the Rebbe, people's names, all sorts of requests. And the Rebbe starts going through the pile. These are people who he had sat with, he had listened to attentively. And he starts again going through this pile of papers one by one, looking at each one, closing his eyes, davening over each and every name, each and every request of each and every person who was coming to the tzaddik for etza. And the Rav David Zeideman is watching, and he sees all of a sudden the Rebbe picks up a kvittel, and he's looking at it, and he's turning it this way and that, and he can see the Rebbe struggling to make out the handwriting on this little piece of paper. So the Rebbe gets up from his desk, and he walks over to a lamp that was situated in the middle of the room, and he holds this kvittel up to the light, and he's looking at it, and he's turning it this way and that, and he sees the Rebbe still struggling. He can't make out all of the words on this kvittel. So the Rebbe goes back to his desk and he gets his chair. And he brings it over and he places it right beneath this light. And he's standing on the chair and he's reaching up and he's holding this kvittel, hoping that maybe if he can catch it in the right angle, somehow he'll be able to see, to understand what it is that this chassid so badly needed. And all of a sudden he sees this huge smile come over the Rebbe's face. The Turk of Rebbe's eyes light up. And he sees that he finally chapped what it was that it was written on that note. And I remember when I read this story a number of years ago, I said, that's the story of Chanukah Bifrat, that's the story of Zos Chanukah. And we all wrote notes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres. Throughout this time period, we've been trying to update, so to speak, whatever it is that we ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu picks up that little kvittel that we wrote him one last time, and he holds it up to the light, to the nearest of the Chanukah menorah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let me just look one more time. Maybe this Jew has one more request. Something more that I didn't see earlier. And it gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiviyachol, the greatest nachas ruach in the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at that note and he finds something that was there all along, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kiviyachol, missed. Because we hadn't offered it yet. We hadn't offered that part of ourselves. Zos Chanukah, das is Chanukah. This is the Indian of Chanukah. So Mir Tzashem, tonight, as we sing together a little more, those who want to stick around, maybe we'll share a little more Torah at some point. But Amir Tzashem, it should be a night of Gemar Chesima Tova for each and every one of us, for our families, for Klal Yisrael. It should be a night that we come to a tshuva, mitoch ava, mitoch achdus, to fight off that spirit of Yevanim Nikbetzu Alai, that we should be able to sing together, that we should be able to learn together, and Amir Tzashem will all be zocha, all of us amongst Klal Yisrael, to the Gula Shleima with this Gemar Chesima Tova, this Chanukah Tav Shanayinai.